What not to do? Flattening Indigenous peoples or ignoring mission wounds in Indigenous spirituality conversations. Christian leaders must avoid two serious mistakes. The first mistake is flattening Indigenous peoples. This happens when we speak as if every Indigenous person believes the same thing, practices the same ceremonies, or carries the same relationship to Christianity. That is not true. Indigenous peoples are not a single religion. They are peoples, communities, nations, families, cultures, and histories. Some are followers of Jesus, some are not. Some are traditional practitioners, some are spiritually searching. Some are skeptical of religion, some are deeply wounded, some are gifted Christian leaders. So do not say, Indigenous people believe, as if one sentence can carry many nations and many stories. A better phrase is, some Indigenous traditions emphasize, some in this particular community. Or, would you help me understand what this means in your family? The second mistake is ignoring mission wounds. Many Indigenous people have heard the name of Jesus connected to forced assimilation, boarding schools, land loss, cultural contempt, family separation, and religious pressure. A Christian leader may not have caused those wounds personally, but we must not pretend they are imaginary. When people have experienced Christianity as control, shame, or erasure, they may hear Christian words through pain. This is where role clarity matters. A chaplain, officiant, minister, or ministry coach should not become defensive. Do not rush to protect the reputation of Christianity before you have listened to the wounded person. Do not say, "That was not real Christianity," too quickly. That may be true theologically, but it can sound like you are avoiding grief. A wiser response sounds like this. I am sorry that the name of Christ was connected to harm. I want to listen carefully. I do not want to pressure you. My desire is to honor your dignity and serve faithfully. Christian witness is not weakened by honest lament. Scripture itself gives us language for lament, confession, justice, repentance, and healing. The cross shows us that God does not deny human evil. He enters suffering and brings redemption through Jesus Christ. So what should we not do? Do not mock ceremonies. Do not imitate sacred practices as a ministry gimmick. Do not use feathers, drums, clothing, language, or rituals without permission and understanding. Do not treat Indigenous grief as political inconvenience. Do not assume a Christian prayer is automatically welcome in every public ceremony. Instead, ask, listen, respect boundaries, pray by permission, speak of Christ with gentleness, honor the person before you. The goal is not to win a religious argument. The goal is faithful presence, truthful love, and Christ-centered hope in a wounded world.